Bonsoir à tous, this is London Calling and welcome to the Sounds of London. And battle come down, London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing. Except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear. Cause London is drowning, I live by the river. Good evening, everyone. Tonight we're getting all jazzy, and I'm delighted to welcome a newcomer to the show, Mr. David Lawson, who lives near Monestier. Dave's going to take us through a selection from the Great American Songbook, all those great Tin Pan Alley love songs. Hi, Dave. Welcome.
Thank you, Ian. Great pleasure to be here.
And where would you like to start?
Well, for no other reason than it's a light-hearted, fun recording which predates America's entry into World War II. It featured in the film Sun Valley Serenade in 1941, and it's Glenn Miller and the orchestra playing Chattanooga Choo Choo.
About a quarter to four, read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Incidentally, in that recording of Glenn Miller's, which he recorded for the RCA Victor label, was the very first certified gold disc for sales in excess of 1 million.
Oh, now you know. All aboard, good starts, yes. And a song about a train, apparently, about the Chattanooga choo-choo. And we were talking about Glenn Miller, weren't we, and his mysterious death.
Yes, never fully explained. And I can't remember the precise details now, but on a journey either from the UK to into Europe, or perhaps the other way around, but his aircraft disappeared over the English Channel, and no more was heard of him.
Mm, bizarre. Right, what's next then, please?
The next track is by the wonderful Mrs. Elvis Costello, better known as Diana Krall, and she's playing Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Find me always. but I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy that you find here you borrow, you cannot keep it long, it seems. But gigolo and gigolette still sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams.
From 1996, her album All For You, a dedication to Nat King Cole.
And, the very same.
It was a lovely tune, that.
And incidentally, the boulevard in question was Los Angeles Sunset Strip, which was not only the center of the entertainment industry, but also a notorious red light quarter.
Oh, I love that line where gigolo and gigolette can take a kiss without regret.
Beautiful writing.
So they forget their broken dreams. Really good. And a lovely guitar solo in there by a chap called Russell Malone, who I've admired for many years.
Brilliant. Absolutely anyway. Brilliant. Yeah.
Next one, please.
The next one dates from 1954, and it was first recorded by a singer called Kay Ballard, but it has been covered countless times by people like Johnny Mathis, Nat King Cole, Sarah Vaughan, Jack Jones, to name but a few. In this version, by Tony Bennett, here he is singing Fly Me to the Moon.
Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poem sing. With music and words I've been playing. For you I have written a song. To be sure that you'll know what I'm saying, I'll translate as I go along. Fly and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, kiss me. Feel with song. And let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Tony Bennett with a classic, Fly Me to the Moon.
From, I reckon, around 1965?
Thereabouts, I think, yes.
I think he's a regular in his set.
Beautiful control.
And covered by lots and lots of famous people.
Absolutely.
Not forgetting Mr. Sinatra, of course, he did a slightly faster version than that.
Yes.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely fantastic choice, thank you. Where would you like to go next?
Part of every ballad singer's repertoire, the first hit version of this next song was by the American actress, singer and animal rights campaigner Doris Day, but it will be forever associated with the great Nat King Cole. Here's When I Fall in Love.
When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely, or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you.
King Cole, When I Fall in Love, from about 1956, I think. And that was lovely, wasn't it? And you were telling me, David, about his early career.
It would seem that Nat Cole started his musical career purely as a piano player. And apparently he was a very, very good jazz piano player. The singing came much later. So in effect, he had two careers.
Two careers,
yes.
Yeah.
And lucky man.
Yes. And the writer was Victor Young.
Yes.
Who wrote a lot of music for Bing Crosby in all those films.
Like sure, that. That's right.
Stella by Starlight and
yep.
various others. Okay, let's move on then.
The next tune was written in 30 minutes. And one of those songs which has become a huge, huge favourite for relatively little work. For Barbara Streisand, one of her greatest hits, People.
People, people who need people, are the luckiest people in the world, where children needing special people. They're the luckiest people in the world, with one person, one very special person. Your soul says you are half, now you're whole. No more hunger and thirst, but first be a person who needs people. Special person, a feeling deep in your soul says you are half, now you're whole. No more hunger and thirst, but first be a person who needs people.
Streisand and People, of course, from the musical Funny Girl from 1964. And now, of course, a jazz classic covered by lots and lots of people. Let's think. We had Nat King Cole, I think, has done that one. I think Perry Como. I'm just looking through a list here. All sorts of people. Oh, the Supremes. Even the Supremes. That's interesting. And really, that's part of what we're trying to do tonight, isn't it? We're trying to talk about all these jazz standards,
yes.
And you know, just go back to some of the and just recognize just the wonderful quality And the way that they are covered time and time again by the absolute top artists in the world, you know, so in their field. So,
and I think the fact that they can be covered in so many different ways is a testament to the quality of the original. Every time it's the quality of the original, isn't it? This next song needs absolutely no introduction.
Yeah, talking about quality. This one's definitely
this
quality.
This is Frank Sinatra's performance of Come Fly With Me, written in the 1950s by one of the great songwriting partnerships of Sammy Carr and Jimmy Van Heusen. Come Fly With Me.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear all the angels cheer, because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so very near, you might even hear a whole gang of cheers, just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day. You just say those words and we'll take our birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon. Oh, babe, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away. Pack a small bag.
Indeed, pack a small bag. Frank Sinatra, of course, from 1957, Come Fly With Me. And I just couldn't resist singing along to that. I just love Frank Sinatra. And it really is quite difficult to sing along with him, actually. He's just got his timing so different to everybody else.
Exactly, exactly.
He's just got fantastic time. And
do you know who the orchestra is?
I don't know the orchestra. It's
almost bound to be Billy May or Nelson Riddle.
Yes, of course, Nelson Riddle. And it's written, I know it's written by Jimmy Van Heusen, who wrote a lot of songs for Frank Sinatra and Polka Dots and Moonbeams is one that comes right. To mind. Yeah. Anyway, that was great. Thank you very much. What would you like to play next?
This next song, produced by yet another of the great songwriting partnerships, that of Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart, is a personal favourite of mine, and arguably one of the greatest popular songs ever written. An indication of that is the fact that it's been covered by more than 600 different singers.
Oh, 600!
And included in more than 1,300 albums.
Amazing.
Here's the peerless Ella Fitzgerald singing My Funny Valentine.
Behold the way our fine feathered friend his virtue doth parade. Thou knowest not, my dim-witted friend, the picture thou hast made. Thy vacant brow and thy tousled hair conceal thy good intent. Thou noble, upright, truthful, sincere, and slightly dopey gent, you're my funny Valentine. Sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak. Are you smart? But don't change a hair for me, not if you care.
Fitzgerald, and of course My Funny Valentine, Queen of Jazz, they say, and I think that was from 1956, and her interpretation of the old song My Funny Valentine from 1937, and Babes in Arms or something, wasn't it? Something like that. Yes. Anyway, brilliant song and a fantastic interpretation, and now a jazz standard, of course, as you were saying, 1300 songs or something,
1300 albums
rather,
600 different performances.
Amazing. Okay, what's next then?
Another great songwriting partnership was that of George and Ira Gershwin, brothers. And the connection with the British rock and roll singer Rod Stewart would seem to be tenuous to say the least. But in fact, long before he became a rock and roll singer with the Faces, Rod Stewart was cutting his teeth on the Great American Songbook. And subsequently recorded many of the what had become standards, recorded them on a series of titles called The Great American Songbook, starting, I think, in the year 2000. But this is the sort of music that the young Rod Stewart was listening to long before, as I say, long before he became involved with rock and roll. Mm-hmm. And it's George and Ira Gershwin's They Can't Take That Away From Me, sung by Rod Stewart.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Change my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Rod Stewart there, of course, and the Gershwin classic, 1937, They Can't Take That Away From Me, of course, performed back in 2011, not 1937. Anyway, yes, brilliant, brilliant song there. And I think the original was first introduced by Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Can you imagine them dancing away to that one?
Exactly, it was.
That'd be correct.
And just as a piece of background information, Rod Stewart's father ran a pub in North London. I think it was in Highgate. And as a young boy, Stewart used to go into the bar quite often, and there would be people standing, performing, singing a lot of these songs. The Great American Songbook was very much part of his early musical education.
Explains a lot then.
It certainly does.
Okay then, what would you like to play next?
This next song will be, like many others, forever associated with an individual. And this was one of the very first discs which I ever bought. It's Ray Charles singing Georgia on My Mind.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song,
keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I say, Georgia, oh Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Whoa, Georgia, Georgia. I find just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia,
I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
An absolute classic, an absolute standard for every jazzman, I imagine.
It really is. Yeah. It really is.
Hoagy Carmichael's Georgia on My Mind, and sung by Ray Charles from, I think, from 1960, and covered by hundreds.
Everybody.
Everybody. That's, yeah. It's such a bluesy sure. song. That's sure. why everybody loves it. And,
yes.
And it's slightly ambiguous, actually, because nobody seems to know whether he's singing about a person called Georgia or the state called
It happens that Hoagy Carmichael's sister was called Georgia, so many people think that he penned it for her, but the state of Georgia purloined it and
did,
now
it?
Use it as the national state song.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Right, what's next, please?
Billie Holiday. The great Billie Holiday, Lady Day, had one of the greatest jazz voices of all time. Mm-hmm. And from an early age, she sang with the likes of Bessie Smith and Louis Armstrong and Sarah Vaughan. And while she prospered in the black American music scene, otherwise life was pretty tough, a sense of which she managed to convey through practically every note she ever sang.
She had a hard life.
She did. She surely did.
She led a hard life as well.
Absolutely. And on this track, she sings Cole Porter's Night and Day.
Night and day, you are the one, only you, beneath the moon and under the sun, whether near to me or far, it's no where you are, I think of you night and day. house wherever I go. In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day. Night and day, under the hide of me, there's a no such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you night and day, night and day.
Billie Holiday from somewhere in the 1950s, I'm not sure exactly when, and Cole Porter's
Way Back.
Night and Day, yes, wonderful. And another song that's been covered by countless people.
Yes.
Ringo Starr, I noticed, Jamie Cullum recently, and even U2, I must look that up, U2 version of Night and Day.
Again, it's testament to the quality of the original.
Yeah. Yeah, brilliant song. Thank you. Right, what's next, please?
The next track is by the pianist and singer Buddy Greco. Now, Buddy Greco, for me, has earned his place in the playlist for several reasons, but not the least of which is his longevity. He started singing and playing at the age of 16 in 1942, and now, aged 86 and living mostly in London, he's still performing. One of his most popular tracks, The Lady is a Tramp.
That's why the lady. That's why the lady. That's why the lady is a tramp. Tramp. Hm. Ooh. She gets too hungry for a dinner at eight now. Hates the theater, but never comes late. She never bothers with the people she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. Don't go to crap games with the barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem and Irma's and pearls. She won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girl. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, fresh wind in her hair, a life without care. She's broke, and that's so. Hates California, it's so smoggy and damp. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She gets massages, she cries and she moans. Tells Slenderella just to leave her alone. She's not so hot, but her shape is her own. That's why the lady is a tramp. The food at Sardi's is great, no doubt, but she doesn't know what mold tells her about. She puts in a dime and some ice comes out. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, a fresh wind in her face, diamonds and lace. No gut, so what? For Rod Steiger, she whistles and stamps. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She don't know the reason for cocktails at five. She don't like flying, but I'm glad I'm alive. I crave affection, baby, but not when I drive. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She flew down to London and left me behind. I missed the crowning, but I didn't mind. She won't play Scarlet and Gone with the Wine. It's got a rhyme. That's why the lady is a tramp now. I'd like to hang her hat wherever I please and fly with a breeze. I know Doa, hi-ho, she thinks that Marciano is still a great big champ. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She goes down to Coney and she thinks the beach is divine. She goes to the ball games and thinks the Yankees are fine. Why, she reads Walter Winchell and understands every line. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She likes to go rowing down a Central Park Lane.
She digs a prize fight that isn't a fake. Why she even goes to the opera and stays wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp now. I like the green grass under my shoes. Now what can I lose? She's flat and that's that. She's all alone when I lower my lamp. That's why the lady, that's why the lady, that's why the lady is a tramp.
Oh, and that's jazz. Buddy Greco there from somewhere in the 60s, I think, and The Lady is a Tramp, of course, that famous Rodgers and Hart song. Fantastic. Thank you very much. What's next?
Which leads me seamlessly to the film by Walt Disney called Lady and the Tramp. And the part of one of the characters was voiced in that film by the wonderful Peggy Lee. In 1969, the songwriting duo of Lieber and Stoller penned this strange little song for Peggy Lee in the style of a German cabaret song, the German cabaret song particularly of Kurt Weill, in which she recounts a number of memorable experiences throughout her life. For example, seeing a building on fire, going to the circus as a child, falling in love, but after each experience being left with an overwhelming feeling of disappointment. And in this particular song she sings, "Is that all there is?"
Which is very apt because it's the last song of the show. So thanks for coming in, David. It's been
pleasure.
Great having this wonderful choice. And thanks everyone for listening. A la prochaine.
Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth.